Episode 24, we are here. Wanted to wait for a couple more people to let me know that they were in. They were playing hardcore. They were full out to win and got confirmation from just about everybody. Actually, I think I've heard from or talked to everybody now. And gosh, you guys are doing such amazing things. It's really phenomenal. From Sweden, who I had this great talk with, Germany, Renee's kicking some butt on the stuff he's doing. It's just all exciting to watch. And here in the States and Australia, Matt down there stealing the Fringe Festival in Perth. It's pretty exciting stuff. So we are, we're rocking and rolling. And I'm going to head over to the whiteboard today. We're going to talk about this. And then I have a special interview that I did with you. And I'll introduce our guest when we come on. But let me just wrap up kind of where we're at right now. The 90-Day Money Game is running February 1st through May 2nd. We're going to town from that. Like I said, I have heard from, I'm just going to say all, because I think to some extent we have, and I know who's playing, I know what numbers they're heading for, and I will share that. But I think we're over almost $750,000 proposals. Beautiful, fantastic for our group. Huge numbers, plus 750K if we look at it and do the conversion. So love to hit a million, and I just don't have time right now to jump in with all I'm doing, or I would bump that sucker up another 300K. Last three podcasts have set you up, all right? These have set you up for everything you need to succeed at this. If you get stuck, go listen to them again. I explain each of the four steps, the connect, the invite, the create, and the propose. We're not getting emotionally attached to this stuff. I know one member, Dale, he's proposing a whole bunch at a fairly low rate, a three-digit rate, so it, you know, he's just getting them out, clearing his plate and hitting the numbers, and it's fantastic. I'm so happy about that. Some other folks are hitting bigger numbers and just taking a little bit of time to do the four steps. Success equals what? Proposals, right? That's it. You know, getting that side of your column up into the area that you set as you're committing to proposing. That's it. That's the only thing. Because yeses live where? Scream it to me. Yeses live in the land of no's. And that's it. You will never get yeses if you're afraid of getting no's. And this challenge, this 90 days is completely about getting rid of that. It's about doing things quickly. Getting perfectionism out of the way, getting procrastination out of the way, and really pushing ourselves to see our value, connect with people, invite them into a conversation, just create something so fast for them. This is a different paced world right now, and especially for these 90 days, we are just moving at a rocket speed to give people ideas, to serve, so that we can get a proposal out in front of them. It doesn't take a lot to get a proposal out in front of someone, and you have everything you need to do it. And each time we do, we're recording it on the proposal side. All right, I'm going to come back over to the desk here. I want to finish up this. I want to come here and I want to welcome a guest. I'm going to introduce her as part of the podcast. So let me press the magic button and head over and let's listen. Hey, you guys, episode 24 of the podcast. And I promised you that right before we headed into the money game, the 90-day money game, I was going to do kind of a recap of where we are, give you marching orders, sort of a blueprint to go. And I started thinking about what could happen in this that could get in the way of our real success. And sometimes we have to go to the experts. So I have a good friend, a couple, who Sonica and Christian, who teach these amazing workshops, which I have done with my wife. And she is doing something really interesting. She's teaching people that it's okay to be wrong. And we're playing with the idea, she's playing with the idea of calling herself the wrong coach. Do you love that? So anyway, I wanted her to talk about us on the way into this 90-day money game about giving ourselves permission. So hello, Sonica, thank you so much.
Hi, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
This may be your biggest audience of clowns, magicians, ventriloquists, and jugglers ever. So,
well, it's an honor. Yeah. Won't be the first time I hung out with a bunch of clowns. So, you know, it's really great you're doing this challenge, because a lot of times we limit ourselves without even realizing it. And I really got to see this in my own life, how I was unconsciously fighting to be right about my limiting beliefs. And it was very fascinating for me to get to watch that. And one of the first places that showed up for me, I was in my 20s and I had gone to a Tony Robbins event, and he was upselling his week-long, I think it was an NLP training for a week in Colorado for $3,600. And at that point in my life, $300 was a lot of money. And I was like, you know, there's just no freaking way I can go do that. You know, and I had all these reasons for why I couldn't afford to go do this training and why it was totally out of my league and out of my reach. And I didn't even seriously consider it. And I remember talking to a friend of mine who was a gift from God in disguise. And I was telling him, you know, God, it would have been really fun to do this. And there's just no way I can do it. You know, I just don't have the money. And after listening to me kind of go on and on with my excuses for where I was limiting myself, he just kind of looked at me and he called bullshit. He's like, I do not believe that. You are a powerful woman. You can make anything happen. You are can totally step outside of this and create this. I totally see that. In fact, I challenge you. I challenge you to get the money and go to this event. And I just remember being completely shocked and terrified at the thought, and I took it on. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna be wrong about how I can't afford to go to this training. And the second I committed, it was kind of fascinating. Like all of a sudden, all these ideas started showing up about where I could get the money, what I could create. And I came up with this really creative solution. And within 2 weeks, not only did I have $3,600 for this training, but the $400 for the airplane ticket. Right. And it really had me get like, oh my God, how often we limit ourselves by what we think is possible. And how that showed up later in business, you know, it's like 10 years ago, well, it was actually 2010, so 8 years ago, my husband and I were, you know, toying with what business to do. And the real estate, we were kind of in real estate before that, the whole crash. We're like, okay, what to do now? And I remember saying, you know, the only reason I don't do relationship work, which I am really a master at and have always been a master at, is because I don't think I can make money doing it.
Yeah. Fighting
and
to be wrong
again.
It
was the same thing. Yeah, yeah. I was like, you know, let's be wrong about that. And so we took on this relationship business. We had a six-figure business in 10 months. And we've had a multiple six-figure business ever since for the last many years.
You guys are awesome. Yeah. And just, it's such good stuff. You know, we're not talking about relationship workshops here, but, you know, I will just tell you, I called Sonica to talk about this because I heard she was doing this thing with permission to give people you know, and that whole thing you just said about I was fighting to be wrong, you know, just, and I fear that some people in our challenge, in our 90-day challenge, which is starting tomorrow, don't do what Sonica did. Take her lesson here. Don't stand up for yourself and go to bat that, no, I can't do this. This is all about yes. So, dang.
Well, and really whatever your limiting beliefs are, like really take on a project to be wrong about it. You know, Christian and I have really gotten in our relationship as well as in life and in business. We kind of have a new goal now, which is to be wrong about all those negative beliefs, to prove ourselves wrong, to look for evidence for the opposite, to allow life to surprise us with how wrong we are about all that stuff. And when we just take that on, it's amazing how many opportunities show up that you would have missed otherwise.
Yeah.
You know, so really this goal to be wrong, you know, like anytime you find yourself in this 90-day challenge, you know, saying, oh, I can't, and there's no way. It's like, wait, you know, call bullshit on yourself, literally.
Totally. I mean, you know, we're doing this. I said it in one of the earlier podcasts leading up to this. We are going to be celebrating your no's. So collect the no's, collect the wrongs. But don't let it stop you ever. On the other side of this 90 days, I can promise you, nothing that seems scary today is even going to raise an arm hair. It's just, you know, oh, yeah, done that. You know, raise money to go to a workshop or, you know, create a new business that you didn't know and now helping couples all over the place. So, dude, you're great. Any parting shot?
Yeah.
Is that a...
Well, really, you know, one of my favorite quotes, I don't know if you have ever shared this with your peeps, is this, Until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back, always ineffectiveness. But the moment one commits, then providence moves. And that really is my experience, is when we really take on, you know, being committed and going for being wrong, providence moves. And there are so many opportunities that show up, all of these different, I mean, I've just been watching the last couple of weeks. I kind of took on a challenge to get in front of more people. And it's just amazing, all of the opportunities that are showing up out of the woodwork that I never would have even thought of or noticed before outside of that commitment.
Love it. Ah, I love it. You are amazing. Thank you for being available on short call. I was just really wanted people to hear from you as we head into this thing. And this was a better frosting on the sugar-free cake than I could have imagined. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for having it. And good luck, everybody. I totally see you killing it.
All
right. You can do it.
Thanks, Annika. I was talking to you with my mic off. That is Sonica Tinker. She is awesome. Her husband, Christian Peterson, is a dear friend. Those two I have done relationship coaches and experiences and workshops with my wife, and they are amazing people. Love what she said about not giving ourselves permission to be wrong. I love that wrong coach idea too. All right, you guys, I am going to publish this one, put it out throughout February. I will be sending you some messages here and there to sneak in when things hit me, when my experiences come back of what I've done in the 90-day money games I've done in the past, and I'm going to help you along. If you need private work on this, drop me a line. If you feel stuck, drop me a line. It was not part of the initial offering of Platinum Club, but I'm spending a lot of private time with people, and I love it because really the only thing I'm here for is to get you the results you want, help you get the goals over the struggles, and push you past out of the zones that are keeping you stuck. Nobody's in this group who doesn't have everything they need to 2x to 10x their business. So continue leaning into me. Use this challenge. Use it as permission for 90 days just to go, I don't care about everything I've done in the past. I'm not going to be held down by that. So we will come back in here. I'll be talking about it off and on throughout February. Have some new podcast episodes for you throughout the month in addition to the quick inserts of emails I do, and I'm excited for you. That's all I can tell you. I will can't wait to see who all of us are on the other side of this piece, and I'll share some more experiences from my 90-day money games in the past. They're valuable, valuable lessons. All right, everybody, episode 24 in the can, and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.